Dan Hartman, I Can Dream About You, 95.9. Bob FM, playing the 80s, 90s, and whatever on a magnificent Monday with the good guys. Get up and go, show 9:15. We have the folks in from Custom Internet Services. And Stacy, we have an announcement.
We do.
To make. What is that announcement?
Well, Steve has retired.
Okay.
And we have a new owner.
And he is?
David brought back. We actually brought him with us
today. Oh, you brought David.
Yep, I'm right over here.
How's it going, David?
Going all
right. Doing all right? Things happening for you? You're in the driver's seat now?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Literally, he drove us over here.
Now, oh, what? He did?
Yeah.
Okay, how was that? Did they make you stop for coffee or anything like that?
I'm sure we'll get that on the way
okay,
back.
All right. I was going to say.
Up, I'm sure.
What you're going to find out, and I don't want to bust them or anything or make, you know, they have a little bit of a routine. They have some things that they, you know, like to do while they're en route to various places. So, also, don't take any... I just got a terrible look from Shauna.
I thought she wanted us to keep coming.
She's like, you're busting me so hard. She gave me, like, hey, pump the brakes here. David, so you have worked at Custom Internet Services for how long?
About 8.5 years now.
Okay, all right. So you know the lay of the land. You know how things are going. You're familiar with the customers and all that.
Indeed. Nothing will change for the most part. So if you're already one of our customers, you don't have to worry about anything.
You're already good.
Yep.
You already have contact with them. Retirement party?
Yes. So we are having a retirement party for Steve at the Winfield Area Chamber of Commerce, and it will be from noon to 2, just a come-and-go thing. So,
you told me I was invited. What is being served?
Well, that's a really good question. Shauna's in charge of that.
Okay.
David is in charge of that.
I really like how they all pointed from, you know, Stacy pointed to Shauna, Shauna pointed to me. So
it all went right down the
line. I guess
line.
I'll figure it out.
Someone is in charge of that.
Somebody has to do that.
We'll
part.
Have something tasty.
Okay.
And it is this Thursday, the 16th of July.
Okay. All right. So we know we're having a party.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
The details of which are a little bit. Will there be any 2FA at the party? Well, I have
that's
to.
That's a good idea. We should, like, help people set up 2FA as they enter.
Or I have to bring both my license and my passport to get into the party.
Username, password, and if you can't remember your password, you're going to have to reset it before we leave.
Then I have to know my mother's maiden name or something like that. I get it. Well, that's good. So we have an ownership change, time for Steve to retire and kick the feet up. That's good, too. And now it's on to David.
Yes.
You're going to be steering the ship. What do we have going on right now? What's the big thing at Custom Internet Services?
Well, right now what all it comes down to is just getting all those fun administrative tasks taken care of.
And switching to paperwork. That alone can take forever. Yeah, changing names and all that stuff. I know how that goes.
You've done this before.
I have. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yes, and boy, by the time you're done signing stuff and verifying and all that, you're just kind of like,
Yep, just pay where everyone goes. Everyone wants money from him, and now I have to say, well, I have to pay you, so, and, yeah, my credit card's getting the workout right
now.
Yeah,
that's the other thing, too. You're going to have to get used to the fact that everybody's mistake now becomes yours. You're going to have to deal with that, too.
Oh, well, I had a little bit of that already. So I was already doing a lot of the service team lead stuff for a while now.
Oh, were you?
So.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So you're well.
If Steve wasn't in the office, we're like, David,
you're the
I need
guy.
Your help.
Now, you've never made the mistake of taking any of Shauna's pens, have you?
All the time.
Oh, you do? Is he a pen taker? Oh, she looked at him, too. So she wanted to see if he was going to answer.
Everyone in the office is a pen taker if they come over to the desk.
Oh, really? Okay. Everyone's a pen taker? Okay. All right.
I think I even broke one in front of her earlier.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes.
All right. So
Shauna does such a good job taking care of us and making sure we have pens. We didn't realize we were supposed to give them back.
Does she get the gel pens? Those are the ones
I
like.
She gets fancy ones anymore.
Oh,
she's
no.
Like, here's the free cheapy ones.
Just the ballpoint. They're all just regular Bics. Yeah, I can see that. She said that's exactly what they are. Yeah, I could see that. I mean, you know, why get the fancy ones if you know they're going to be taken from your desk?
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's what I'd say. All right. Talk me into 2FA, David. Two other people here, Shauna and Stacy, have failed to fully talk me into 2FA. So why do I need to do that?
He thinks we're just making it up.
Constantly reject. Now I've done that on a couple of like my major accounts, like Google and stuff, where I know that I want to be a little safer. But there are multiple. Everybody's asking for 2FA now. two-factor authentication.
Well, really what it comes down to is 2FA, it will stop 80% of all the phishing attacks you will encounter. Dead cold.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. It's the single one most important thing you can do to protect your account if you accidentally get phished. If you accidentally sign in to some fishy website and they got your username and password, that one last line of defense is that 2FA.
See, this lecture right here has just taken like a year off of my life. I can feel it.
I saw a couple more gray hairs pop up.
I know they did. Like, 2FA. Especially when I see it pop up and they're like, you know, here's what I don't get. And now explain this part to me. I sign in. Why can't I just do it? Like, once they've sent the code to my phone or my email, why can't that be enough? At that point, you know it's me. Because what they'll do is make me send that code to my, you know, send them the code that they sent me. Then they make me go ahead and put the password in, too, if I had to change the password or whatever. So why is the whole rigmarole? I mean, I guess that means...
How do they know that it's you in your email?
So they want to know both, password and, okay. Right.
Well, yeah. It is called two factors.
Well, that's true. I was just thinking, I kind of answered, yeah, that's
so
the two factor.
There's three things that you need to get in. You need to prove who you are with your username.
Right.
What you know with your password, and what you have with your 2FA. So if
I gotcha.
They just check what the code is that they sent to your email, they've only checked one of those things.
All right. I'll start doing it more.
Well, good.
I'll try.
We've been after him for a while to do this, so I'm a little...
Yeah, I'm going to try.
So irritated. So David just walks in and he's like, okay, I'll do it now.
Well, you're an authority figure. I mean, you've got the collared shirt on. You got the custom internet services stuff. You're the new owner. So it's like, I'll take the word of David Broadbeck. If he tells me to do it, I'll do it. If they start 3FA, never, not doing it. If we get to the point where it's like thumbprints or something.
So you want to hear a funny story?
What? There's now a 3FA.
Well, it has to do with the facial recognition.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah. So my husband, when he grows out a beard, which he likes to change up the facial hair.
From time to time. Yeah,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Guys like to do that. Yeah.
Facial recognition won't recognize him.
Oh,
so
really?
So he can't log in with his face. Also, he has a skin condition where he will like get little blistery things on his fingers, and then his fingerprint will peel off. And so,
His fingerprint will peel off.
Yep. So he can't log in with his fingerprint either. And his work has announced that they're going to facial and fingerprint recognition.
Oh, no.
So
he's really in a tough spot.
Yeah.
Are you married to Jason Bourne?
No.
Okay. All right.
The facial recognition and the fingerprint stuff is pretty handy, and it is pretty good, but there are some instances where it falls short. So, for example, I met a man. He had been in a fire, and so he did not have two eyes. His face was a little bit different.
Compromised. Yeah.
Yeah. And
I gotcha.
So it doesn't work.
You
well
knew this
for,
guy?
I met him at a conference where I learned about accessibility, so making sure everybody has equal access to the technology and the features that we have. And that was one of the issues he had, is he couldn't use his face to log in. So, I mean, we still have a ways to go on getting
right.
some of this technology to work, but it is nifty if you can get it to work. If you're keeping...
you're starting to remind us of some of the challenges, though, here.
Yeah.
Wow.
If you keep
okay.
consistent facial hair, that helps.
Custom internet services in Winfield. Tell me where to find you. Tell me the website.
So we are located at the corner of 9th and Main in Winfield on the fifth floor of the Union State Bank building. You can give us a call at 620-221-3614. You can email us at sales@custominternet.biz. That's .biz. Or you can visit our website at custominternet.biz.
Very good. David, wrap us up. Do you have a message to any customers or anything you want to say in particular?
Just looking forward to continue serving Cali County and the surrounding areas for the time to come.
And he may have talked me into 2FA. That could be the groundbreak today. Possibly.
We'll find out.
We'll see how that goes. We'll unveil that, the answer to that question, next time y'all are in. We'll be back. Bob FM, weather and music on the way, 95.9.